Well, it's day three of the race for the Oras, and the three candidates are Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys, and independent Catherine Connolly. Well, they've been on the campaign trail, and now we're going to find out the latest from Louise Byrne from the Irish Examiner. Louise, let's start with independent Catherine Connolly. She was asked to clarify comments on Germany. She said there are parallels between the increase in military spending in Germany and its rearmament in the 1930s. What did she say?
Yes, Cian. So she initially made these comments on Wednesday evening at an event in UCD. And like you said, she said there needs to be discussions about the military industrial complex. And she said that if you look at Germany, they are rearming themselves in a similar fashion to the way they did in the 1930s. Nazi Germany, obviously one of those things that Germans really balk at and don't like being mentioned. So she was asked to clarify those comments. She did stand by them. And I suppose it's very Catherine Connolly. These are comments that she would often make in the Dáil. She found herself being criticised earlier in the week as well when she suggested that Hamas were part of the fabric of the Palestinian people. She is, you know, she's sticking to what she's saying, and she is very principled in that way. When she says something, she generally sticks by it. She did have to clarify those comments, but she has been very strong on foreign policy, very strong voice on foreign policy. And I think that would have come under the spotlight more and more now that she's in the presidency. Someone in the Labour Party said to me earlier this week when she made those comments about Hamas that if Michael D. Higgins had made them, they would become a diplomatic incident. And perhaps that Catherine Connolly is going to have to change her mindset when she's speaking about these things to think, well, what would a president say in this instance? But it seems like she is going to keep speaking the way that she's been speaking. And, you know, that's what people know of her, and that's what a lot of people respect of her. So maybe that will work out in her favour. But it's certainly going to keep coming up, and these comments are going to keep coming up for Catherine Connolly on the campaign trail.
Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin was asked about bullying in the Defence Forces. What exactly was he asked? What did he say?
So Jim Gavin was out and about canvassing in South Dublin yesterday in several places. He was hopping on and off the Dart for the morning, and he has been making a virtue of his time in Oglethnaherren for 20 years while out and about on the campaign trail. And he says that this is, you know, part of his service to the state. The Women of Honour have obviously been very vocal about bullying and in the Defence Forces. Jim Gavin had to be asked three or four times yesterday, had he ever seen this in the Defence Forces? He said he hasn't. He said that he fully respects the Women of Honour coming forward. He stands steadfast behind them, and he's looking forward to seeing what comes out of the inquiry into the Defence Forces on this issue. But he said that he had a very positive experience. I think the issue for Jim Gavin in that was that he had to be asked so many times. He wasn't necessarily forthcoming with the information, and that's a skill that he's going to have to learn. He's appears to kind of have a few lines that he gives the, as an answer when he's asked a question, rather than being able to answer the question immediately. So that's not going to stand to him in the course of the campaign, and he's going to have to be a bit more forthcoming. But he was, I guess, in the end, Cian. He did answer the question. It just took him a while to get there.
Well, the canvassing continues today. What's on the agenda?
Really quite an interesting day, actually, because we see both Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin and Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys. They're both in Kerry. Heather Humphreys attended a Fine Gael rally in Limerick last night and moves on to the Kingdom. They're both going to be around. Heather Humphreys will also be attending the Listowel races today. Catherine Connolly, meanwhile, is heading to the opposite end of the country. She's going to Donegal to go canvassing. She, quite interestingly, actually, has been in the Dáil for the last 3 days. She's been attending meetings in the Chamber. She's been attending committee meetings. So she's really getting out and hitting the ground today. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the weekend on the first full weekend of campaigning in this election.
Louise Byrne from the Irish Examiner. Thank you.